the 118th Psalm. The 118th Psalm. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in princes. All nations can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They can pass me about, yea, they can pass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They can pass me about like bees. They are quenched as a fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to preach a little while tonight, if God be my help, on this thought. A stone of stumbling, the finished product. A stone of stumbling, the finished product. As we look at this and we think on this today, we see that this was a song that they sung as they was going up to offer at the temple. It was a song of thanksgiving. It was a song that they would offer up as they offered up Passover, as they recognized the Passover. This was probably the song that Jesus would sing when they said that they come and they sung a song and they went out. And they was going into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and talk to His Heavenly Father about this cup that He had to bear. And He said, if it's possible to be taken from Him, but He said, not my will, but thine be done. And He prayed this song along the way. And you just have to think, could you sing His song, praise God, when you knew what was going on later? Amen. As Jesus was headed for Golgotha, He was headed for the cross of Calvary. He was headed to shed His life's blood for the sins of the world. Yet we could see Him as He sung this song from the depths of His soul. Praise God unto His Heavenly Father for all His goodness that He had bestowed upon Him and the hope that He had, because Jesus had a great hope that was out of this world. He had a glory that was laid aside that was waiting for Him when He got home. Praise His holy name. What a God we have, who loved us enough to make a way that through Him we might have the same hope that Jesus had. Praise God, when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago, the hope is in the Father. Amen. We have a hope tonight that's in the Father. That's why the psalmist said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." Amen. He is good to us, praise God. We ought to be able to praise Him all times for the goodness that He shows forth to Him, because His mercy endureth forever. He says continuously that His mercy endures forever, praise God. Ain't you glad that the mercy of God endures forever? But He said in verse 22, He said, "The stone which the builders refused to become the head is become the head stone of the corner." Amen. That stumbling stone, praise God, that's so prevalent throughout the Word of God. Praise God, it was mentioned here in what, the 118th Psalm. Praise God, as we're thinking about this, we see how God has laid this out. Praise God, how it continues to march on through humanity as this stumbling stone that it's put there, and the world's continuing to stumble and stagger and fall over the stone. Praise God, it's the same stone that David would tell them. If you want to look over in Romans chapter number 9, David would tell them, Paul would tell them this in verse number 30. He said, what shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which follow not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Therefore, he said, why would they not attain to it? They followed after it. They followed after law. Why could they not attain to it? Now listen to what he said. Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at that stumbling stone. So we can see what's taking place. Paul said, hey, the same thing that was taking place over here in the 118th Psalm is the same thing that was taking place over here in Romans chapter 9. The same thing had taken place 2,000 some years afterwards. Is that stumbling stone still there? And it still's getting in people's way. Praise God. Thank God that it is. I'm glad there's a stumbling stone. Praise God. What is that stumbling stone? The Bible calls it a stone of neglect. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad that stone of neglect is still there, and people still falling and stumbling over it. Amen. It's still right where it's always been. It's still the same it's always been. It's still got the power that it's always had. That stone of stumbling. Amen. Praise God. It's the same yesterday and forever. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it is? But we can see this stone of stumbling. And we see these the psalmist, as he's saying it, that as they go up and as they start to praise God, and they praise the God, praise the Lord in a song of praise. They begin to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. They begin to lift up in prayer, and they begin to magnify the God, the good Lord of heaven, as they begin to realize the things and the thankfulness for the deliverance that God Almighty has provided. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, in verse 10 through here, he begins to talk about how God has delivered. Praise God, the same God that has delivered them is the same God that's delivering us today. I'm not talking about has delivered or will deliver. I'm talking about the God that is delivering folks today. God's still hearing and answered prayers. He's still coming down to where we are. Hey, we can't ever reach up high enough to get a hold of Him. Praise God, I'm glad He can still reach down far enough to get a hold of you. Amen. Amen. Praise God, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through. He said, during those difficult situations, when life throws you a curve, amen, when you don't know what's going on, he said, when they're compassed you about, the psalmist said, they compassed me about, verse number 11, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. He said, I was in difficulty, distress, I was in difficult situations, praise God, but in those difficult situations, God knew exactly where I was. God knew exactly what we needed, and He had the exact cure. Praise be to God. Ain't you glad tonight that God always knows who you are, and always knows where you are, and always knows what you need? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they didn't have that. The children of Israel, they didn't have the touch of God, the righteousness of God, because they was trusting in the law. But they didn't believe in faith. Amen. I think the problem today is we believe that God's Word is His Word, but we just don't believe in faith that He's the God of His Word. Amen. He is the God of His Word tonight, yesterday, forever. He changes not. He's the same, praise God. And it's in that name, praise God, that makes a difference. Praise the Lord. He said, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. He said, precious God, ain't you glad there's nothing like that precious name of God, that precious name of the Lord, that precious name of Jesus Christ, our dearly beloved Savior, the one who loves us, praise God, enough that He died for our sins, yours and mine. I didn't deserve that, but He died anyway, praise God, whether we deserved it or not, so that we could be delivered, so we could be made free. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm like Josh was talking about a while ago. I got all kinds of things in my background. Got all kinds of things in my closet, if you will. But praise God, they're all under the blood. Amen. Praise God. I've asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Amen. Those things that's not right in His eyes. You know what He did? He forgave me. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Not because He can't remember, because He chooses not to. Sometimes the hardest thing we have to do, young'uns, God bless your sweetheart, is to forgive yourself. Amen. If we, from a broken and contrite heart, ask God to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from our old unrighteous, ungodly unrighteousness, praise God, and He does, we are to be able to forgive ourselves. Amen. Press on with a smile on your face and a shout and joy in your heart for what God has done. Amen. The song of praise, praise God, because of deliverance. The song of praise, because of the name of the Lord. That destroys the enemy. Who's the biggest enemy you got tonight? Me. Amen. It's not even the Democrat Party. Amen. It's me. I'm the biggest enemy that I have tonight. Amen. But praise be to God, I'm glad there's a God that's on my side. Praise the Lord. That great big mighty hand of God that He talks about here in verse 15, praise God. He said the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. He's talking about that strong hand of God. Praise God, when you get the strong hand of God on your side, praise the Lord, you've got some power there. Praise God, He said He moves valiantly. That means He goes the extra mile. Praise God, when you're ready to quit, when you're ready to give up, when you're ready to let go, praise God, He just holds your hand tighter, pulls you closer, loves on you more, because that's who God is. Amen. The enemy's all about David, praise God, everywhere you looked. Saul was trying to kill him. The adversary was there. David said, praise God, I looked in the hills for which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. Amen. He didn't put his faith in those few hundred faithful friends that he had, because they were wayfarers too. They were what the world would call undesirables. Amen. That's probably what the world says about us today. That is undesirables. Those that they'd like to get rid of. Amen. But if them old church folk could just go away, they just keep wishing it, one day we will. Amen. You color us gone, praise God, we'll be out of here. Amen. Praise God, and you have what's left. Just like I told my brother, he's talking about my little old tractor. He said, I like that. I said, well, one day when the rapture takes place, son, you can have it. I thought I got him pretty good. But he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take it, but I don't expect to get it back when you come back. 7 years. Amen. After the tribulation. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm looking for something big. I'm looking for something exciting. I'm looking for God Almighty to move on the scene. I'm looking for an upward taker to take us out of here. Listen, just endure a good fight of faith, young'un. God bless your sweetheart. We're just here for a little while, and then we're going to fly on out of here. We're going to let go of this world. This is not our home. Praise God, we've got a home. Praise God, our name's registered over in glory on Hallelujah Boulevard. That's where we're going to hang out. Praise God. Somebody ought to just jump up and take a spell. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to hang out there and praise and march around the throne of grace with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Can you just imagine? Lord Jesus one day says, He said, come on, young'uns. Let's go for a little tour of the place. Ben, as you're here, done probably worship for about a thousand years in one day. Now, I ain't figured out how to do all that. Because there's no 2 days. Amen. When we get there, it's going to be one endless day. There's no morning, there's no night. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the light of that world. Amen. And that light don't ever get dark, and that light don't ever go out. That light's going to shine continuously. Praise God. You say, how do you know that? Oh, that light shining in my soul. It's been shining since 1976. I've done a whole lot to quench it and put it out, but praise God, it's still shining today. Amen. Praise the Lord, one day that light will shine in glory. He'll take us by the hand and say, come on, young'uns, let's just check out the place. Amen. Oh, what splendor. Oh, what glory. Paul looked over in there and he said, whether anybody out of body, I can't tell you. He said, it's too magnificent to tell. He said, I can't. John the Revelator looked at it. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, words won't even express what I saw over yonder. Amen. We can't begin to think about what it's going to be like when we get there. Amen. Until then, we may go through trials and tribulations and distress, but praise be to God, there's a God of heaven. Amen. It's there to help us along the way. You say, what do? We just cry out. When we're hemmed in by the enemy, the enemy's all around us, it seems. Man, you ever feel like the enemy's all around you? It said, everywhere you look, praise God, there's enemy. There's an obstacle. Amen. There's some kind of persecution. There's something, kind of something or another to dissuade you. Praise God, I'm glad it's he said, praise God, listen to what he says. He said, I called upon the Lord in distress. Verse number 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. He said, I was in the distress. He said, I was in this distress situation. Amen. And he said, I called upon the Lord in distress. I like to call upon the Lord before I get too distressed. Amen. It's a whole lot better if we call upon Him before we get in those distressed situations. He said, I called upon the Lord in distress. And the Lord answered me. Amen. Praise God. Now listen to this. Watch this. And the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. You see this? Amen. He said, I was in distress. He said, I was going down for the last time. I was drowning in this world of sin. I was in the obstacles. I was going down the last time. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know how I was going to get out. I didn't know how I was going to cope with it. But God Almighty, in His magnificence, when I called on Him, I said, He heard in the portals of glory. And He sent reinforcements. Glory, hallelujah. You know what He did? Brother Jeff, he sent the Holy Spirit of God down there where David was. That Spirit of God went down through there, elbow in the opposition, knocking him out of the way. He said, give my boy some room. Praise God, hey, he needs some help. He said, you need to get off of him. You need to get back from him. You need to give him a little room. Amen. I see the Holy Ghost. Amen. March there in the midst of them. Them old demons, things that would distress us, knocking them out of the way. Amen. Clear the path around us. David said, when I realized the Lord answered my prayer, he said, I was in a large space. He said, the distress was gone. I was in a large open space. Amen. So what are you saying, preacher? I said, they songs of praise because the God of heaven overcome the devils and the demons of hell. The opposition of this world. The opposition of me and you that causes distress. And Jesus said, I'll not put more on you than what you can bear. But with it, He said, I'll make a way of escape. Amen. And every now and then I believe the Lord and Savior, He looks down and He sees it and He hears. Whoa, wait a minute. This ain't happening no more. It's the Holy Spirit. Before He gets it out of His mouth, that Holy Spirit that's in you, praise God, He's done manifest Himself. And He steps out from you, praise God, and He begins to open it up. He begins to give you some space. Amen. We got to have space. Amen. We got to have space to praise the Lord. Praise God. We get that space. Oh, God, glory. I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Guess who gets the glory? God. Amen. So we know that God wants to do that for us. But David says, you know, you got to have faith to believe. Paul said that he told the Jews, he said, you've got to have faith to believe what your righteous soul's telling you. You got to believe in the righteousness of the Lord in faith. But besides the law, amen, got to have a righteous faith to realize, praise God, that He'll do that for you. Amen. So we see those songs of praise, in affliction. When that affliction comes, they say that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Amen. People wearing a hat now, and I should have put this a long time ago, and I thought about it and I did, but now people's got hats now. You see it all the time. It says, but four words. But did you die? I want one of them. But did you die? You were afflicted. You were harassed by the world, by the demons of hell, by everything. But did you die? The answer is, if you're still here to answer this, no. But God uses the distress, the affliction, to make us stronger. So we come out bigger and better on the other side for His glory. And we recognize and realize that God did that. God delivers again. The psalmist was saying, God has delivered again. Said, you didn't die. Amen. Praise God. But did you die? No. Praise God. I come out praising God, lifting up praising my Lord and Savior for what He did. Amen. He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore. Verse 18, but He hath not given me over unto death. Amen. See, that's what the Lord told Satan when he went after Job. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? He said, oh yeah, but you got such tight leash on him, I can't touch him. He said, well, go ahead. But he said, you can't touch his soul. He said, you can't kill him, praise God, but you do whatever you want. He said, yeah, you let me do what I want, and he'll curse you to your face and die. And praise God. He said, no. He said, twice, praise God, you become before him. He said, listen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. The affliction, his wife said, why don't you just go ahead and curse God and die? And old Job sitting in that pot, ashes, and with a piece of broken pottery, scratching those sore bowls, trying to get a little bit of relief. I don't even know what he looked up at that. He said, you talk like one of them foolish women. And he kept a scraping, trusting in the Lord. Amen. Did it pay off? Yeah, it paid off. And in the end, he got back twice what he had and then some. Amen. Praise the Lord. God delivers again because that's what He does. Praise the Lord. Well, so we see the Bible says the treason is because that gate. He said, open me the gates of righteousness and I will go into them. And I will praise the Lord. So we praise the Lord because He's opened a gate for us. Amen. We praise the Lord because He opened a gate. That gate is Jesus Christ. That open gate is the Lord of glory that's come down to us. He says, this gate, verse number 20, of the Lord. This gate's Jesus. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Amen. So He said He's opened up that gate. He said, we'll praise Him, praise God, because He opened the gate. He said, we'll praise Thee. Verse 21. He said, we'll praise Him because He made a way. Why do we praise God? We praise God because He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins on the cross of Calvary. He made a way for us to get in. Amen. He said, the road to destruction's broad and many go in thereat. But He said, the way of righteousness is narrow and few that be that find it. Amen. But He said, I'll praise Thee. I'll lift my name. I'll give God glory, praise God, because of what He's done, because that gate He's opened. Why would I praise Him? Now listen to what He said. He said, I will praise Thee, for Thou hast heard me. I'm going to praise God just because He hears me. Amen? I'm going to praise God just because I know He hears me. I'm just going to praise Him for that. That's what you're doing. Just praise God because you know He hears you. Amen. He hears us when we call upon Him. When we seek His face, praise God. Especially when we do it right early. He said, I will praise Thee. I praise Thee. Why? For Thou hast heard me. Amen. He said, I'll praise You because Thou art become my salvation. Praise the Lord. He said, not only that will I praise you because you heard me. He said, but I'm going to praise You because You have become my salvation. That's a present thing. Thou art become my salvation. That's right now. It's not going to be in a few days. It's not going to be when I depart out of this world. He said, praise God, you become my salvation now. Amen. That's something to praise Him about. Because Jesus Christ has become our salvation. Amen. Our salvation is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's why we praise Him. That's why the psalmist said to praise Him. That's why he'd say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. He said, all these things the Lord has done. Amen. The same things He done for David. Same things He done for all the saints. He's done for me and you. Bless His holy name. Amen. You, Pastor, what's that got to do with the stone of stumbling and the finished product? Amen. Look what He says in verse number 22. Verse number 22. He said, the stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. He said, that stone of stumbling, that stone of offense. Amen. That stone is Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If you look at Isaiah chapter 53, it tells us about that stone. Amen. It said, who hath believed our report? Verse number 1. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53, verse number 2. For he shall grow up before him as a dry, as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. By his wounds we are but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Amen. But he was that, they said he was that stone of stumbling. He said he was that stone. That stone that would lie around without notice. Nothing to be seen here till man began to stumble over him. And they begin to curse him, and they begin to ridicule, and they begin to put him down. And why is that here? And why is it in the way? And why can't somebody do something that? Why can't somebody get that out of the way? Why can't that be moved somewhere else? Amen. That stone of stumbling. The stone which the builders refused. They neglected it. They rejected it. They didn't want nothing to do with it. It was not of any circumstance to them. It didn't mean a whole lot. Amen. It was just laying there in the grass. Just something to, on the ground. Something to be stumbled over. That rock. That stone. No special interest in this stone. It was just there for men to fall over, to be a stumbling block. You know, when somebody suddenly comes upon it unexpectedly, amen, it throws them a curve. They stumble over, they trip over it. They don't know what to do with it. Amen. Praise God. Men tripping over it all the time. Amen. Stumbling. Suddenly they realize it's there. Look what he says. He stone which the builders refused is become the head stone of the corner. Now, I didn't get this till I was reading this. I've read that 1,000 times, Brother Jeff. And I didn't get that till this morning when I was reading in my study. He said it's become the head stone of the corner. People stumbling along, and they stumble over this rock. They stumble over this rock. It's like a hazard And all of a sudden, they realize, wow, a rock. That's the rock. Hey, it's been there the whole time.
Amen.
Amen. It hasn't changed. It's been there the whole time. Finally, somebody, Brother Josh, they recognize the rock. Amen. And they, all of a sudden, they begin to evaluate it. You know, there's nothing really to be seen here, or so they thought. But when men begin to realize it, and they and somebody decides finally, says, well, you know what, I'm just going to take that up. Glory, hallelujah. That's special. The form and the fashion, amen, the solidness of it, there's nothing, there's not a flaw in it. It's a perfect rock. It's a perfect stone. Amen. Why haven't we saw this before? Said, well, it's been there the whole time. And he says, finally, they realize it. And the builders that's building, they take this rock and they all of a sudden they realize, praise God, it's been there the whole time. We've been stumbling and falling on it all through the project and while we were building and trying to build and trying to make this thing come together. But there's always been, seemed like there was a part missing. And all of a sudden, that rock, praise God, that stone that the builders had rejected had been cast aside out in the field. Praise God, somebody picked it up and they said, glory, hallelujah. And he takes it in there and they wipe it off, love and clean it up, and it becomes the head, praise God, the headstone, the capstone that would finish the product. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection was that cap and stone to finish the project of God.
Amen.
Amen. Been disallowed and overlooked and tripped over generation after generation. But all of a sudden, the psalmist sees the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. That's that capping stone. That stone they used to cap it off, to finish it off. Amen. And David says, glory, hallelujah, what a day. Amen. When he said he's become the head of the headstone of the corner. He said, this is the Lord's doing. Who else? He said, it's marvelous in our eyes. He said, when we finally realize Jesus, and we finally realize who He is, and we finally realize that He is that stone. Amen. He told Peter that he was a rock. Petro. Amen. He said, you're a little stone. Amen. But he said, I am the rock. Petra, the boulder. Amen. That building stone. Amen. He said, I'm that building stone. And he said, the Lord has done this. It's marvelous in our eyes. When we finally realize what God has done, we realize that in salvation, when Jesus Christ becomes our Lord and Savior, He becomes that cap block of the cornerstone. Amen. The cap block in our lives. He said, this is a day which the Lord hath made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We think about that as every day. I say that all the time. I quote that all the time. I say, this is that Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it because God don't make junk. Amen. God makes every day to be good. It's just most of the time our attitude, how we make it. Amen. Whether it's good or not. But He said, this is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because the cap's been put on a cornerstone. That cap, that rock, that stone that had been rejected has been gently taken up. Recognized, realized. Taken up and put in its lofty place. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Amen. It's time to lift up the Lord. Praise God. The stone of stumbling. And the final finished product is Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen and sitting at the right hand of the Father on high where He's deserved to be in His high and lofty place. He said, this is the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our sight. Thank God for letting us see it. No wonder the psalmist would say, oh, give thanks unto His Lord, for He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Amen. Ain't you glad it does? Praise His holy name. The stone of stumbling. Amen. And the finished product. The capping stone. Praise God. Of the corner.